Hello, I'm Andrew Middleton from the Learning and Teaching Institute, and I'm joined by colleagues from across the faculties at Sheffield Hallam University who will be talking today about uses for podcasting to support learning, teaching and assessment. So if you'd like to introduce yourself and just explain the idea that you've had.
My name's Alice McCammy from the psychology section, and what I would like to do is to interview people in the drugs field about the terminology and the definitions that they use, partly because students get a very dry, for one page, set of definitions and it doesn't mean anything. And what I'd like is for them to see some of the passion about how important the right words are to different professionals and what a big fight it is, a very real fight, about the kinds of language you use to describe people with drug problems.
So does this provide a new opportunity for your students to actually hear the voices of people in your profession?
It does, but it also provides an opportunity for them to see that these words matter in the real world. They're not just things that are written in books. And we were having a discussion that we felt that sometimes students find it very difficult to argue with a book because they think a book must always be right. But when they hear a human voice, they're much, much happier going, I don't agree with that. That doesn't sound right. And it gives them an opportunity to find their own position in relation to the terms that are used.
Excellent. Vic, would you like to introduce yourself and describe the idea you've got?
Okay. Vic Whittaker, School of Education. We had a number of ideas, so it's hard to choose one, but one particular one was to try and get the discussion from being text-based on Blackboard back to vocal. So how about students podcasting each other short bursts of their ideas and podcasting them back again, so it's no longer text-based, it goes back to vocal discussion.
And what do you see being the added value, if you like, to that learning experience by making it vocal?
Not everybody is a text-based learner. Not everybody is literate in that sense. Some people prefer to use other means of access to information. Particularly, we were thinking of dyslexic users who may struggle with a written word. Give them the opportunity for this medium that is much more natural to them, and they can probably elaborate their ideas much better.
Right, thanks, Vic. Judith?
I'm Judith Rossiter, for the University English Scheme, which supports international students here studying for their degrees. And we're actually just supporting them in their learning of English for their academic use. So I see this as an opportunity to have just another medium, if you like, for learning, especially for audio, because obviously students can access books and materials in the library and so on, but to have live audio accessible in this way, mobile, I suppose, the ability of it. Things like having lectures where we can turn them into comprehension exercises or set tasks for them to do, maybe put transcripts on so they can listen and read the transcript. Things like pronunciation practice, and even making their own speeches and submitting them as summary, oral summaries or something like that. So I think, I don't know much about it yet, but I'm sure there are lots more applications that we can use.
Right, I know that you've been working with some of the Listen Again cast from the BBC already.
Yeah.
Is the currency of information important to what you do?
Well, for me, I always think that learning a language, it's very important to be aware of the culture around you. So current information is very useful, I think. So if a student here from another culture knows more about the culture they're in now, and that usually for me is via the news and so on,
okay.
Social issues, contemporary issues, then that's good. So, yes.
Great. Thanks,
very
Judith.
Bob.
Hi, Bob Steele from Faculty of ACES. I think our idea follows on a little bit from what Vic was saying about using audio via podcasting to enhance other materials that you put into Blackboard. So the idea basically is that you would send a prompt to the students when you put some new material in Blackboard, which you tend to use a lot for case-based work and so on, where students are working in groups but don't necessarily come together for long lectures, and that so the tutor would record some prompts and some advice on how to use this material and to relate it to the cases that they're working on. I suppose it could make this then a broader thing by then allowing the students to record their responses or their comments for each other. So one of the questions that came up, we didn't seem to be able to answer in our group, was how would the students have to go to the Blackboard site to find this prompt, or other means of them finding out that information is there by using mobile technology? So we weren't quite sure about exactly how that sort of technology works.
Okay, well, as you know, I think at Hallam we've got a wee bit further to go with making the technology seamless, if you like, for the student. But obviously, in this session here today, we've had 13 or 14 people all generating ideas for how podcasting can be used to support learning, teaching and assessment. And if these are a representation of that, then I think we've got plenty of excellent ideas to follow through with. For anyone listening, if you have any ideas of your own, then please email me, Andrew Middleton, in the LTI at Sheffield Hallam University. So thank you very much to everyone that's taken part in this.
Thank you.